All right, the third requirement, or I would say the third indication that we're really anticipating the Lord's return, is continuing prayer. And I'll just read one passage from Luke chapter 21. Sweetheart, would you give me your NAS for a moment? Luke 21. This is the chapter that corresponds to Matthew 24, and it's Jesus' outline of the events that will precede his return. It's a prophetic discourse. And I just use this version because I think it's a little closer to the correct translation, and at certain points it's more vivid. So we look first of all in verse 28. Jesus has described all the different types of problems and pressures and evil that will come upon the world as his return draws near. But instead of saying, hide yourself in a cave, or, you know, feel gloomy about it, he says, when these things begin to take place, straighten up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. You understand that we who really believe in Jesus have a different view of world affairs from the world. The world is continually agonizing over mounting problems. As soon as they made their way through one problem, there's two more. Present moment, it's terrorism that's occupying everybody. Jesus said at the end of this age, lawlessness would abound. Well, that's just one aspect of that truth. Well, we see the same things, but we see them in a different light. Jesus said, when you see these things, in Matthew, he said, these are the beginnings of labor pains, of birth pains. What's going to come? The birth of a new age. Well, we want to see the new age so we don't object to the labor pains. You see, a husband that wants his wife to give him a beautiful little baby doesn't get all distressed when the labor pains begin. If he's got any sense, he rushes her to the hospital and says, praise the Lord, because now I've seen the labor pains, I know the baby's on the way. And that's how we should respond to these things in the world. They are the labor pains of a new age that's going to be born, a kingdom age. Incidentally, in the natural, I think you mothers would agree, once the labor pains begin, they become more and more frequent and more intense until the baby is born. That's the normal rule. And I believe it's going to be that way with this age. I don't think that we're going to get a period of relaxation and peace. I think the labor pains are going to become more frequent, closer together, and more intense. But we don't get alarmed about that because we believe a new age is going to be born, and we realize there's no way for that age to come except through a birth. So we accept the labor pains, and when we see these things, we straighten up and we're glad because we know our redemption is at hand. That's just the attitude we need. Then Jesus gives in the same chapter, Luke 21, very specific instruction about our prayer life. And I'd like to say to you in general that I don't think your Christian life will ever get beyond the scope of your prayer life. Your prayer life ultimately will determine just how much of a Christian life you really live. Praise God. Now look at what Jesus says about prayer in this context. Well, in Luke 21, verse 34, following. Be on guard, that your hearts may not be weighted down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of this life. Now, most professing Christians are not really in tremendous danger of dissipation or drunkenness, although, of course, it's a temptation. But what about the worries of this life? I remember dear Corrie ten Boom once saying to us, when I discovered that worry could keep me from being ready for the Lord's return, she said, I had a very different attitude toward worry from that time on. See? Why? Because the reason for worry is you're too much immersed in the things of time. You're giving too much importance to things that are purely temporal. So Jesus warns us against three things: dissipation, drunkenness, and worry. Be on your guard, he says. We need to be on our guard. Every one of us needs to be on our guard. Then he goes on to say, if these things deaden your spirituality, that day will come on you suddenly like a trap. That day is the day of the closing of the age and the Lord's return. For it will come upon all those who dwell on the face of all the earth. The difference between us is our residential address is heaven. You understand? Remember, I read last night, Paul said our citizenship is in heaven. But people whose residential address is on earth, it's going to come on all of them. The writer of Hebrews says, here we have no continuing city, but we're looking for one that is to come. It's your attitude that will determine whether you're caught by this thing that's coming on the whole earth or whether you'll survive. And then Jesus gives this specific instruction about prayer. But keep on the alert at all times, praying in order that you may have strength to escape all these things that are about to take place and to stand before the Son of Man. If you have the King James Version, you'll understand why I switched to this one, because there is a difference. I have access to the original text, and it's simply that there are two possible Greek words. Some are in one manuscript, some are in another, but modern scholarship basically has accepted this as the most probable reading. And to me, it's challenging. Praying in order that you may have strength to escape all these things that are about to take place and to stand before the Son of Man. So the days that lie ahead are going to demand tremendous spiritual strength. How many of you would agree, who've been Christians maybe 30 years or so, that we are exposed to all sorts of pressures today which really weren't so manifest? In my experience, the pressures increase every year. They talk about the problems of young Christians. I tell people you should consider the problems of old Christians. It does not become any easier to be a Christian. Well, we're going to need strength to withstand these pressures and stand before the Son of Man. And Jesus says, where will we find strength? In what? In prayer. That's right. He says, praying always. I believe that's essential. Let me confess something to you. Doctrinally, theologically, I believe totally in the personal return in glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. But I can believe it doctrinally and theologically, and yet it can be very distant from my daily thinking unless I spend time with God's Word and in prayer. I don't believe anybody can live in the real constant anticipation of the Lord's return unless you shut yourself in as often as possible with God through His Word and through prayer. I mean, I'll always maintain the doctrinal stand, but my personal life attitude is contingent upon my prayer life. And I believe that's scriptural. Jesus says, be alert, pray continually, that you may have the strength to escape and to stand before the Son of Man. And again, you see, the anticipation is being presented before the Lord at His return. Thank you so much.